USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As U.S. intelligence officials accuse Iran and Russia of attempting to directly affect American elections, will the United States respond? State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega says the Iranian regime will be held accountable. She tells Fox News that Iran's cyber capabilities sometimes get overlooked.
Their nuclear ambitions and, of course, their fomenting terrorism in the region is what gets talked about the most, but we've been warning about their cyber capabilities for quite some time. So I think that you will see the United States take action on this, as we always have in holding the Iranian regime accountable.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. The president was tested ahead of tonight's debate with former Vice President Joe Biden, as the new rules from the Commission on Presidential Debates dictated. Upon arriving in Nashville, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters that the president's test had come back negative. The Biden campaign announced earlier in the day that he had also tested negative Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The FDA has approved the antiviral drug remdesivir as a treatment for the coronavirus. The Food and Drug Administration gave the Gilead Sciences drug a full authorization on Thursday after previously giving it an emergency use authorization. The IV-administered drug is now the only COVID treatment in the United States with full approval from the FDA. It was used in treating President Trump during his 3-day hospitalization for the virus. How much should we pay for a recovery? That's a question that has been at the heart of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. The White House has put forward a $1.9 trillion package, while House Democrats have countered with a $2.2 trillion bill. But should Republicans be willing to pay more? Yes, according to Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He tells CNBC that he's willing to agree to a larger bill because the cost of doing nothing may be higher.
Look, I'm not happy about the cost associated with it, but I do think the cost of not doing something is potentially even higher, especially since some of that money that we're talking about in the 1.6, whatever number they arrive at, is repurposed money, like the PPP money that was unused. So it's not new spending.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Southwest Airlines says they'll go back to full-capacity flights in December. In a statement Thursday, the company says it will no longer keep the middle seat open on its flights, joining United and American, who have already gone back to filling their flights. Southwest implemented the social distancing move back in April. The company says it will enhance flight change flexibility for customers that want to change to a less crowded flight. Another NFL game is in jeopardy after a team's entire offensive line is placed on the COVID reserve list. The Las Vegas Raiders placed 4 starting offensive linemen on the COVID-19 list Thursday after they were deemed high-risk contacts. Rodney Hudson, Gabe Jackson, Denzel Good, and Colton Miller joined fellow starter Trent Brown in quarantine on Thursday and missed their second straight day of practice. According to the NFL's contact protocols, they could potentially be cleared to return on Sunday with a negative test. The league says it's still planning on the Raiders playing their scheduled game against Tampa Bay. However, they moved it out of the Sunday night primetime slot, replacing it with Seattle versus Arizona. And Christmas at Macy's will be missing one very familiar face. The department store says Santa won't be at its flagship New York City store to greet visitors, a tradition that stretches back nearly 160 years. The company said Thursday it would be very hard to create a safe environment during a pandemic for the nearly 250,000 people that come to see Santa every year at the store. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.